This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Good morning on a Tuesday. On a rainy Tuesday. Stay dry out there.
Oh, man, it is.
Drive safe out there is more like. I mean, you're going to get wet when you walk to your car. So drive safe.
And stay dry.
Yeah, but it's almost impossible. Unless you have an umbrella.
Which don't exist in your world.
Or a raincoat and a hat.
To me, it's... You can't put a hat if you're doing your hair, John. But to me, it's
Yeah, John, if you're doing your hair.
You want to put a hat on?
Yeah. Not my concern. And, okay,
well,
you can put one of those old lady bonnets on.
Yeah, but... Oh,
like
it's
my grandma
raining.
Did, yeah, every time
I
she got her hair
done. I
need to
grab my old lady bonnet. Like, nobody has that laying around. Like, even today, I opened the garage, didn't know it was raining, and I was like... Do I take the time to go get an umbrella or do I just book it? And I was like, who's
not going to get it?
Yeah, you just run.
You're going to get wet. You don't have a spare bonnet in your car?
You don't want to take the time to get your umbrella, which would take all of 10 seconds?
No. Depending on where you store your umbrella.
I had no idea this was going to be the start to the show. Heather was so passionate about, hey, don't stay dry. No, she doesn't care if anybody gets wet.
No, it's more about driving safe because it was a long drive in today and people were driving like it was snowing.
Yes,
if you can't handle it, get into the right lane. That's all I'm saying.
Somebody got in front of Heather with the emergency blinkers on.
The blinkers, I saw them today.
Wow.
Saw the blinkers.
Somebody's fired up this morning. Yes, and when you're driving, please... Don't drive with your windows down right now.
So you can
you'll
stay
get
dry.
Wet. Yes, you'll stay dry. Yes.
Tick, 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 tick. That's the blinker, but it's also Heather, the ticking time bomb
yes.
this morning. Tick, tick,
my
tick, tick,
goodness.
Tick, tick. We're off to a great start. Two Grand Slam coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. A chance to win $2,000. John, you are giving us a treat today. It'll be the off-season power surge. I'm very curious to see where the Lions stack up with the rest of the league. That's at 6:35.
I know. I can't wait for the sounder for that one. It's my favorite.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Whatever Greg came up with on that one, that's...
We all like our own special intros.
See, I like the cookie jar.
I like the cookie jar.
Greg Palm.
Yeah. Greg Palm's pretty good.
Yeah. I like... I don't know. I'm not sure. It's not the, you know, the audio of the power surge. It's the, like, the arcing electric current that I like. Anyway.
Yes. Yeah, because everything after the electric current is just whatever.
And just imagine
don't get
if,
that wet.
Just imagine if we were wet and had the electric current.
I mean, you'd be dead.
Yeah, bonnet's not going to do you any good in that case.
Not really dead, but...
electrocuted.
Okay, before we get into all of this on the show today, Dustin said some things in the update that we wanted to start the show with. The first of which I'm not that upset about. The Wings fell in the lottery.
Shocker.
Not a surprise. They've... never moved up in the lottery.
But how about the Islanders? Like, okay, insert conspiracy theory. New York has to have the number one pick. They move up 10 spots to get the number one.
The most you can move up.
Right, and he said they had a 3.8% chance. Okay, this is the point of the lottery, right? So you have, but, I mean, come on.
The Wings were at 12. They won pick at 13. They moved back a spot. Here's why I'm not really that upset about it. One, I actually think Eisenman's done... pretty good job drafting, despite the fact they haven't landed a big lottery win. And more importantly, the player they draft at 13.
See you in 4 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're either making the playoffs with him or without him the next couple seasons here. So it's not something I'm really all that worked up about. I am worked up for J.B. Bickerstaff, but a bigger picture for the city of Detroit. I don't really understand the criteria to win Coach of the Year. Bickerstaff had this great turnaround that he helped author. 30 wins, tripling of the win total. But he didn't win it. Well, if it's just going to go to the coach with the best record, then someone's got to explain to me why Dan Campbell didn't win Coach of the Year in the NFL. And if it comes down to adversity and dealing with adversity, why didn't A.J. Hinch win Manager of the Year? I just, by any criteria, we should have had our city rewarded with a Coach of the Year, and it just feels like it's a moving target. When JB does the best with the least, it goes to the guy with the most wins in the Eastern Conference. It's annoying.
It's an annoyance, and that's where it all ends with me, because who won Coach of the Year in the NFL?
Kevin O'Connell.
Okay. Ask almost any fan who's not doing this like we're doing, and I guarantee they probably can't tell you.
But you want to see your guys rewarded.
Right. Who won it for baseball last year?
Was it Cleveland's manager.
Right. Yeah. And so, again, don't know his name. And, yes, I know it's Cleveland's manager. Oh. But, again, ask any Major League Baseball fan, and they probably will go, I don't remember. Like, this could be, it's an annoyance that Cade is, not getting as much
runner
love.
Up.
Malik Beasley
runner
not
up.
Getting love. Okay, fine. You want to get love? The only love that matters is winning a championship.
Sure.
And so I'm not going to sit here and say that I really even care who wins these awards, because in a year's time, no one's going to even remember.
But, but there's nothing wrong with people wanting their people to be recognized for
the
work
they did. I'm not saying
there's
anything wrong with it. I'm just saying I could care less, because you ask any of these coaches, you ask JB if he cares, and maybe he does. Maybe there's a bonus in his contract, or same with Dan Campbell. And yeah, we all like the pat on the back. But fans, Detroit Lions fans, do they love JB any less? No.
No, if anything, I feel like people get more defensive because of it.
Sure.
They rally around the
idea.
Dan
Campbell. Does a vast majority of people love Dan Campbell, A.J. Hinch?
No, I think it's just more of a mistake by the award. Because if the award is going to mean something...
But that's like, my like, point. Like the, I don't think
like
it
the,
does.
Like the idea... Well, okay, but these leagues... Hand
they
out
still
hardware.
Do it, because they feel like they have to.
Sure, but there's no consistency in it. I understand each league may do it differently, but we're going to look back someday and go, Dan Campbell was never the Coach of the Year. You know what I mean? Like, silly things like that. Like, at this point, Dan Campbell turned around the Detroit Lions from an awful franchise to back-to-back division winners and 15 wins in the face of injuries, and he is still not one Coach of the Year. And next year, John... What if they're good, they're expected? If they're bad, he's not going to win it. You end up becoming a victim of your own expectations. But it's supposed to work in your favor when you inherit a 14-win team in basketball,
right,
and you do something historic and you still don't get it. Then you look to baseball, where I got a manager doing something that hasn't happened in 50-plus years, and even that's not recognized. And I just wonder, like, maybe it is just an annoyance to people, but it is annoying.
Yeah, so I think maybe the better question for me is, of the three, and it's kind of apples to oranges, but who was most deserving?
Who was our best coach?
Yeah, A.J. Hinch was, I mean, what he did with Pitching Chaos, and it was historic. It happened once in 100 years, now twice.
Yeah.
And that, to me, was remarkable. We'll talk more about A.J. Hinch later in the program today, mm-hmm, and who gets more credit for where the Tigers are right now. But then it was Dan Campbell, and the fact that they won 15 games, first time in franchise history, and it was with the defense being absolutely shredded with injuries. And it's not like they didn't have them on offense either. I mean, they had to play games without offensive linemen repeatedly. Mm-hmm. But it was, the focus was on defense. So to be able to win 15 games, manage the roster, but maybe it's Brad Holmes that got more credit for doing that, because he was exec of the year two times in a row now. So it's not like Detroit doesn't get any love. And now all of a sudden we're looking at JB, who had a historic turnaround, three times as many wins as the year before when he wasn't here. But did Trajan Langdon steal a little bit of his thunder because of being able to bring in Malik Beasley and making Cade better be simply because of the roster construction. That's my point is there's so much going on here, and maybe it's Scott Harris isn't getting enough love as a general manager because of the job that AJ Hinch is doing. So who was the coach that got the biggest snub?
Of the three? Throw it out. 248-539-9797. I'll take the first crack at it. AJ?
It sounded like a question mark.
Yeah, because they're all really deserving. I would say AJ, and I'm talking through this because, again, we didn't plan this. 1.5 starting pitchers, platooning out the wazoo, and finding a way not only to get in the playoffs, they want a playoff series too.
So I'll just see if I get under your skin here this early, or Heather, if she's listening as well. Mm-hmm. How much of it was AJ? Because he's ultimately, I believe, the one pulling the strings.
Yeah.
How much of it was Chris Fetter? How many guys came to Detroit as pitchers? Jack Flaherty to begin with.
But do you get credit for hiring that pitching coach?
Oh, certainly you do.
Yeah.
But I think that's why some of these guys, some of these coaches, the three of them, are not winning Coach of the Year because, first of all, I don't think they care if they were, and I don't know that much about Kenny Atkinson or the job. I know what he did in Cleveland, but I don't know how he runs his team, and you know, I don't know his comments in the press. But Dan Campbell will be the first one to tell you. His assistant coaches are great. And again, who gets credit for hiring the assistant coaches? Head coach. And AJ, we'll talk about Chris Fetter. He'll talk about Scott Harris. Dan Campbell, talk about Brad Holmes. JB, we've heard him talk about Trajan Langdon. And so these are guys that are selfless, and it seems to be the squeaky wheel that gets the oil. They're not squeaky wheels.
We got ticket text pouring in. We'll open up a couple lines for you. 248-539-9797. Start the show with that. All the snubs for all of our coaches. Which one the most egregious? Who is the most deserving? It's 97.1.
If you woke up this morning, maybe you were cold. You wake up in a couple of days, you might be hot. It means you need some AC or you need some heat from your furnace. But if they're not getting the job done, do what I did. Call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Mastercraft has 24/7 emergency service, so you never have to be long without. And they back their work with a 5-year warranty. They've got great deals going on right now for new furnaces and new AC. So give them a call. They've got generators in stock ready to install as well. Call to schedule your free in-home estimate, or you can check them out online at MastercraftHeating.com. That's MastercraftHeating.com.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
John Jansen's Power Surge coming up 6:35, off-season edition, post-draft edition. Where are the Lions? JB Bickerstaff, not the coach of the year, finished runner-up. Yeah.
I think we should start every segment with a PSA.
Yeah.
Drive safe. Stay dry.
Thank you. Drive safe is better advice than stay dry. Right?
I disagree. I think they're one and the same. I think they're equals this morning.
Stepping outside in the rain and getting a little wet. Okay, you're going to be fine. You might be a little chilly when you get to your office, but you're going to be okay. But if you don't drive safe, you're never going to get to your office. Like, the drive was really slow, and people were not driving well today. It was like the first snow of winter today.
I'm just trying to stoke the fire a little bit.
Heather, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I just can't believe my advice of stay dry was met with, like...
Disdain and disgust.
Like, hey, guys, it's raining.
It was real disgust.
Just make some... Some arrangements, an umbrella. Yeah. If you can avoid being
just
outside,
there was better advice to be given than stay dry.
Also go get your colonoscopies, get your heart checked out, check on your mom. Uh-huh. Other life
get your
advice.
Cholesterol checked.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I think what Heather's hinting at here too is that there's more agency for you to drive safely than to stay dry.
I just got one-upped on being nice to our listeners. That's all how I felt. I just said something polite, hey, stay dry, and it wasn't the best advice you could give our listeners this morning.
And I rarely come to your defense, but I kind of feel like this is one where you deserve a little defense.
Wow,
and not just
rare.
Defending on yourself. Yeah,
this is rare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there a umbrella over the catio?
It's got like a
canopy.
Yeah, canopy.
Okay, good.
So, Heather, I think it's like when you're going on a flight to like California and someone says, have a safe flight. That ain't up to me.
Right.
Largely, it's not up to you. I mean, there are things you could do to make a flight unsafe. Don't do those things. Have a safe flight.
Yeah, this is true. And I mean, you do have agency in staying dry, and you have some agency in driving safe, but you're not the only driver on the road.
Right. Which is why we're telling all the drivers, drive safe this morning. JB Bickerstaff, not the coach of the year. We're familiar with this. Dan Campbell, AJ Hinch, deserving but not coaches and managers of the year in their sports. We stumbled into something. John wanted to know which was the biggest snub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damian in Southfield. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
I'm very good. I think that Dan Campbell was the biggest snub, and it's not even close. I'm getting PTSD even talking about it. If you think of the criteria, he did. He won. He won 15 games during the season, which is not something that teams even do often. And then he did more with less. We had 24 guys down total, and he still won with that. And who'd they give it to? Kevin O'Connell? Kevin O'Connell? The moment they got a chance to get rid of Sam Darnold, they did it. Like, it's mind-blowing. I can't – I'm upset all over again.
Well, and I think, yeah. Damian, one of the other things, too, is Dan Campbell, his team beat Kevin O'Connell's team twice.
Twice, including a huge pivotal game to decide the division. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Damian, look, you make the case for all of them.
Stay dry, Damian.
What gets me is the argument used against Dan Campbell was, yeah, but you're supposed to be good. Well, there were injuries, but fine. He was supposed to be good. What's the argument against JB Bickerstaff this morning? Because I think Cleveland was supposed to be good.
Yeah.
And Detroit wasn't. So
Detroit wasn't, and you saw marked improvement throughout the course of the year. Because when they started, would they start 0-3?
It's not a good start.
It was not a good start. And until they really got to Christmas end of December, that's when it really started to click.
And then I made the case for AJ because 1.5 pitchers and you're platooning the whole way.
It was even later in the season until it started to click.
But he was outmanaged. He's managing circles around other teams, including in the playoffs. And the tiebreaker for me is his team won a playoff series. Campbell's didn't, and JB's didn't.
Regular season award. I figured somebody would say that. I didn't think it would be you, but
fine. I made the stupid point.
Well, no, it's not a stupid point. It is a point.
Well, I have and to if distinguish it was, from the group because they're all very.
So
deserving.
Let me ask you this question as well, since we're going to go down this this rabbit hole. Should they postpone the awarding of Coach of the Year? Until maybe it's done before the Super Bowl, because you don't always want to have the Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, guess what? Sirianni, Coach of the Year. The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
But obviously winning or losing a playoff game early in the playoffs or winning or losing a playoff series, A.J. Hinch, I think that was a feather in his cap.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Beating Houston. And I think it's a feather in the cap of some other coaches who actually win in the postseason, because when does it matter most?
Postseason.
Yeah, it does matter to get there, obviously.
Speaking of postseason success, Ticket Texture says, Cookies, your chips bias is showing in your coaches for Coach of the Year. Don't forget, Bronco coach Pat Firschweiler won Coach of the Year this season for the Western Michigan Bronco hockey team. So apparently, my bad, we're not all getting snubbed out here.
We're talking about coaches on the pro level.
Pro level. JB complaining to the refs, he's not going to win the award. Cheating scandal hurt Hinch. I believe he would have won it if not for that. Campbell went 15-2, swept the division, got a bye, a home playoff game with a team full of injuries, and lost Coach of the Year to a division rival with the worst record who went 0-2. Yeah, that's the biggest miss. JT and Warren.
I got to probably say it. For my opinion, it's Dan Campbell as well. And you're looking at two historic seasons by the other two coaches, so it's really, I mean, we're splitting straws to try and figure this one out. But with who won, I would say it would be Dan Campbell.
All right, let's get to Heather with the news. The news is it's raining.
Yeah.
It's raining. Uh-huh. Drive safe. Yes. People are driving slow.
Oh, any car accidents Stay you dry. Want to report?
No, I don't know about any car accidents.
I think Val will have that later.
Yeah. She can update us on that. Yeah. I didn't see any
everybody's
car accidents.
Wet, though.
Probably, and that's okay. That's
is
okay.
It?
Yes.
Depends. Anyway.
Anyway, you guys, this is the news. Jury deliberations for Christopher Schur's murder trial began on Monday. Schur, if you don't remember, is a former Grand Rapids police officer who was on trial for second-degree murder in the death of Patrick Lioia. Schur pulled Lioia over for having a license plate that didn't match the car he was driving. And when he attempted to, place Lioia under arrest, he ran away. The officer chased him. And then minutes later, the two were wrestling over the officer's taser. That's when Schur shot Lioia in the back of the head while he was face down on the ground. Now, Schur took the stand on Friday, testifying that he feared for his own life. And then prosecutors put experts on the stand who testified that Schur made several tactical errors and that the use of force was not justified. So anyway, I mean, there was a lot more in the trial. That's a basic gist of it. So the jury finished day one of deliberations yesterday. Will begin again today right at 8:40 a.m. Cleveland Browns linebacker Devin Bush was arrested and charged with simple assault and harassment in Pennsylvania on Sunday. Police were apparently called to a home in a Pittsburgh neighborhood on a report of an assault. A woman who identified herself as his girlfriend said that he assaulted her, took away her car keys. Police say that the two had gotten into an argument that resulted in Bush becoming more aggressive. The woman began to actually record some of the argument on her phone, and that's when he began chasing her around the home, attempted to get that phone. She said that she was pinned against this table, said that Bush put his entire body weight on top of her before taking the phone and smashing it. The woman was able to escape, called 911 from a neighbor's house. She did have some cuts on the inside of her wrist, outside of her foot. There was a smashed cell phone, things like that. So his preliminary hearing is scheduled for May 20th. Oh, for the second time in NFL history and the first time in more than 85 years, Washington, D.C. is going to be hosting the draft. Yes, so the announcement that D.C. will host the draft in 2027 was made by the president at an event at the White House.
They are going to shatter the record that we set.
Oh, there's no question. They have the setup, the National Mall there, where they can just hold more people.
They put 1 million people there on day one and we lose.
Yeah. I was there for when we went from 99 to 2000, and it was such a cool event with that many people around. I think it's going to be really cool. Obviously, we're biased here in Detroit, and if they have it again, which they will at some point, I hope it's bigger, better, badder, all of that stuff. But DC, if you're going to go to a draft, I think this is one that you should kind of earmark as, I want to be there for this, to witness it. It's going to be unbelievable.
That's cool. I just keep thinking about what I was doing when it was turning 2000, when everyone thought the world was going to end.
What were you doing?
I was in high
school.
Or
at least all of our computers would shut off at that time.
I was a freshman in high school, so I think I had some friends over for New Year's.
Jim, what were you doing?
I was...
wiping your snotty nose?
7 years old.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, your mom was still wiping your snotty nose.
Heather with... Oh, you got one more story.
I do have one more story. Yes. Some Wendy's fans may soon be able to make their favorite burger at home because the fast food chain just announced on Monday that their square patties are now available at select grocery stores in select markets. Unfortunately, if you're a Wendy's fan, not here, but not far, Ohio, you can head to Columbus or you can go to Denver, Colorado to buy yourself some Wendy's patties from Kroger or King Soopers.
Yeah. Don't go to Ohio. Just a little, since we're doing PSAs here.
Or you can just drive to Wendy's until they're available here. Yes.
But drive safe.
Of course, always, but especially today.
Heather with the news. Power Surge next, 97.1.
Hey, I've been talking about Planet Fitness for a while now and trying to give you reasons why I think you should go work out. Everyone's going to have a different reason. Mine, I want to be able to play with my kids now and in the future. I've got a wide range. I go from 19 down to 3. And there are different things that Lucy's doing at 19. She plays tennis. I want to be able to play tennis with her. Basketball with Ruby. And softball and baseball with the other two. And then Teddy, I have no idea. But I want to make sure that I can play with them. And then obviously grandkids in the future. If you want to prioritize your fitness, $1 down, $15 a month, get you in the door to Planet Fitness. And they've got all the equipment you'd ever want. They've got cardio. They've got a lot of different ways. And it's a squeaky clean gym. That's, as a former gym owner, I know exactly how hard that is to prioritize cleanliness, but I understand from the clients how important it is. So make sure you stop in. And if you like the dollar down, $15 a month, you can always upgrade to the Black Card membership, which gets you access to 2,600 locations nationwide. So if you travel, it's perfect. Around the Metro Detroit, there's 50 of them. So no matter where you are, there's a Planet Fitness near you. Find your nearest club and join today in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet. Planet Fitness.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Six teams. That's how we do this,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Six teams. Just as a refresher, it's been a little while since we've had a power surge. That last one came during the regular season, and the last one was the first week of the playoffs, just in terms of determining who was going to get there. But the pool was narrowed down. Now the pool is all of 32 teams. Obviously, there are some that are not going to be included in this one. But should I start from the top or the bottom?
You should work up to one.
Okay, so let's start at the bottom. And so some of the teams that are just outside the power search, just to make sure that nobody is sitting there with anticipation, the Chargers. I like what they've done with the run game, addressing that. I think Amarian Hampton's going to be really good. Vikings, their offensive line, I've talked about that and how big of a threat I think they are in division. They address that interior of the offensive line. It's been a key for all the teams in the NFC North. We know what Chicago's done with that offensive line. They're not in the just outside looking in, but the Vikings are. Donovan Jackson, they drafted him in the they got him in the draft, a guard. Ryan Kelly, center. Will Freeze, they've got a really good interior three. The Packers finally drafting a wide receiver. Jordan Love is one of those quarterbacks, much like Jared Goff, that needs a lot of weapons around him. So they've finally given him another weapon. And the Rams, just on the outside looking in, and this may be very similar to what I'm talking about with the Lions in terms of health. Puka Nacua, healthy. Tutu Atwell, they re-signed him. And then Davante Adams, Matthew Stafford's got some weapons to throw the ball to. I still have concerns. The reason they're on the outside looking in, protection. I don't know that they can protect Matthew Stafford like he needs to be protected. He is a little bit more mobile, and he can throw all different arm angles, which I hate hearing, but
is a skill, is important.
Yeah.
Their young defense, too, is something to watch for.
Yes, very dynamic. And Josiah Stewart adding him to that group, I think, is going to be they're going to wreak some havoc. They had 5 sacks against the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs, a major reason why they were so close to beating them. Number 6 on the power surge, the Baltimore Ravens. And I like what they've done. Their weakness last year, which it's hard to imagine, was defense. And they added defensively in a safety, Malachi Starks, and then edge, Mike Green. All eyes are going to be on him because he's a guy that a lot of teams could have had. They all passed on off the field issues. But I think Baltimore got themselves, if he is able to play and play without distraction, I think he could be an impact for them. They gave up 14 touchdowns in the fourth quarter last year, most of any team, and it was defense that really held them back.
Any concerns about pass catchers?
Always concerns about pass catchers. Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know that they've ever really given Lamar Jackson the appropriate tools to be able to throw the ball downfield. Mark Andrews, I don't care that he dropped that pass at the end of the season. He's still one of the better tight ends. I still have questions about their protection as well, but because Lamar Jackson is so dynamic, it hasn't been a major issue.
I think it's a huge red flag that they added Derrick Henry last year, which was seen as the missing piece, and they didn't even get back to where they were. There are some real concerns in Baltimore, yep. But I think they belong. Okay.
Number 5, Washington. And we all know what Jaden Daniels did, and they made it. I talk about protection, and that's going to be a major part, right? It's offensive lines, defensive lines. Those are the teams that I think are going to, you know, work their way up from teams that are trying to get to the Super Bowl. Washington traded for Laremy Tunsil in the draft. They got Josh Conley. They are protecting him. It'll allow Brandon Coleman to move down to guard, be in one spot. They drafted him last year, so they're doing all they can, and they've added some skilled players. Obviously, we saw what they did at the wide receiver position with Deebo Samuel. We know Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry. You know, we know what he did against Detroit. They've got some weapons, and they are a team. Defensively, I still have some questions. I don't know that they're better defensively now than they were last year. So that's why I've got them at 5. Detroit comes in at number 4. I love the fact that they have prioritized water in that garden. Tate Ratledge, Christian Mahogany. I actually expect them to be the starting guards. Miles Frazier, who they also drafted, going to be one of those swing offensive linemen. And obviously, Aleem McNeil out until who knows when, might be Thanksgiving. But the health of the defense, signing DJ Reed to replace Carlton Davis, I think was a monster get. And I do expect all those second and third year players, mainly defensively, to continue to show improvement. Terrion Arnold, the biggest one. So I expect that this is going to be a well-rounded team. We still have that question about that side mirror being the edge opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. But Aiden Hutchinson, I don't know if you've seen the videos. It looks like he is progressing. Buffalo is at number 3. Buffalo, their weakness was defensive line. They drafted 3 players on the defensive line to help them in this year. And not all of them are going to be impact players, but what they did was they provided great depth. TJ Sanders in the 2nd round out of South Carolina. In the 4th round, they got out of Kentucky Deion Walker. They continued to add to that defensive front edge in the third round, Landon Jackson out of Arkansas. So they've addressed defensively, and then Joey Bosa, obviously big signing. Yep. If he can remain healthy, they're going to be able to pressure quarterbacks and stop the run.
So that's interesting. You have a team with an elite offense that said we can just load up on the D line, and that might be what brings us home.
Yeah, and I know that, and we all heard the confrontational, the back and forth between their general manager and the press. They wanted, much like us, we wanted edge. They wanted more wide receivers and help offensively. Well, you have Josh Allen. You have one of, I think, what the two cheat codes in the NFL. A quarterback that is dynamic, has a strong arm, can make plays with his feet, and maybe the most dynamic, obviously reigning MVP. Number two, the Kansas City Chargers. And here's where Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. It's a super team?
It's a super team, yes. We're going to combine two teams.
And they're still not number one.
Yes, they're looking for a new stadium. So if they don't get it, they're going to combine with the LA Chargers. Health at wide receiver. Because last year, Rashee Rice, their number one target, went down early. And they didn't have him. They also didn't have Hollywood Brown. Then all of a sudden, hey, Xavier Worthy is their number one target. And as a rookie, hell of a season. Going to year two, I expect him to be even more dynamic because they will have both of those guys there. I'm just curious. It's kind of always the question with Kansas City. What are they doing to protect Patrick Mahomes?
Used the first round pick on a tackle.
They did, but they lost Tooney to the Bears
very
in division
good.
Here.
A very good
guard. And I know a lot of people looked at him as a tackle last year because of the Super Bowl. He's not a tackle. He was playing there because of injury. So those are some of the questions. That's why they stay at number two and are not at number one. Number one, I don't think it's any surprise, it's the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, they did lose some on defense.
Yeah, Slay, Sweat,
yeah,
Milton Williams.
Yeah. Yep. But they are the reigning champs. They added Jahad Campbell. Their offensive line is terrific. And when I look at Saquon Barkley, if he has another year where he stays healthy, he is like that young quarterback that you're not paying very much because he is a dynamic playmaker, but he plays the running back position. So the cap hit for a running back like him is not huge. That's why adding him versus adding an edge rusher was easier for the Eagles to do, but I still think that they are by far the most talented, the deepest, and I don't necessarily know the best coach. Sometimes you just overcome coaching, but they've got the number one GM. And I'll just say, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, Kenyon Green, who they added this year. They are set up for a very nice run. The question is going to be for Philly, what's that fire that is burning for them? Is there a drop off simply because, hey, they're visiting the White House, they're making all these appearances, they're doing all of these things that Super Bowl champs can and should do? But is there too much celebration and not enough focus, not enough fire to repeat? That's why it's so hard to repeat in the NFL.
We've seen the history of it. You have the Lions at four. That's where I'd put them.
Okay.
There's no fighting or bickering on this. Lions at four. But that's going to be the question for you guys out there in listener land. Where should the Lions rank? And what's the biggest thing holding them back? Because I don't imagine we're going to get a lot of number ones. Eagles are the reigning champs for a reason. The Chiefs are the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And I think Buffalo did what we wanted Detroit to do. They beefed up their defensive front. That might be the difference in three versus four right now, is beefing up your defensive front. How differently do we feel if Joey Bosa's here and not Buffalo? Could you make the case Detroit's three? But they still wouldn't be one. So what's holding them back? 248-539-9797. We'll get some thoughts from the Peanut Gallery as well. Tom, I want your thoughts as well when we come back. It's 97.1.
Hey, we're getting a lot of rain. You know what's not staying dry? Your lawn.
Oh, good.
Yes. And what that means, later in the week, we're going to get some sunshine. And everyone's lawn is green right now, but you want to make sure that you don't have dandelions. You got to give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call. 888-GET-GREEN on the phone, naturalwaylawn.com on the web. Purchase a full lawn program. You're going to get free grub control. But you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket. I mentioned those weeds. I mentioned dandelions. You got to treat it before they go to seed, because if they do, it's going to spread like wildfire across your entire lawn. Crabgrass, it's still not too late. Make sure you get that first application now, because if you wait any longer, you're going to have crabgrass all summer long. They're not going to give you a runaround. They're not going to tell you it's a problem now, and then they fix it, and then there's a problem midsummer. They just fix it. You don't have to hear about the problems. Locally owned company for 35 years. Give them a call, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Seven o'clock hour. We've got the two grand slam. That's 725. We've got a question about the Tigers and credit. Yesterday, people were begging me to apologize to Scott Harris. We're going to talk about credit for what's going on with this Tigers baseball team, because they are off to a hot start. Look like a really good club. And they play again tonight against the Colorado Rockies. John, you just did the Power Surge, off-season edition, post-draft edition. And to sum it up for people, you had the Eagles number one, the Chiefs number two, the Buffalo Bills number three, the Lions at four, Commanders at five, and the Ravens round out your six. Teams just left off. You mentioned the Chargers, Vikings, Rams, and Packers.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily know that I have anybody else that's I think is a threat. Maybe the Bengals, and I know you had mentioned them during the break. I don't know that they've done enough defensively to really be a threat. They're going to score a lot of points. There's no question about it, but I don't know that they can stop anyone.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know what Hendrickson's, what's going on there. If they don't have him, I like them again. I liked them last year, but I mean, they'll be worse defensively if they don't have him.
Right, they'll be worse defensively. As of now, he's still there. The issue is, it's not necessarily exactly like what we're talking about with the Lions, where they don't have somebody opposite Aiden Hutchinson. But I just don't know that they have enough, because they're going to be able to – they did draft in the first round Shamar Stewart. Maybe he is the replacement for Hendrickson, because they're playing on him not being there.
But the question would be, are you any better? And you're probably not. And well, that's also a question for the Lions. You lose Zeitler and you're replacing him with a rookie. Right, you're going to have a rookie starting in place of Aleem McNeil to start the season. Are you better? No, you may be holding serve, which is why it's hard to vault the Lions over teams like Buffalo, who beat them, the Eagles, who won the Super Bowl, the Chiefs, who played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I do think if you're holding serve and it's DJ Reed and Carlton Davis, okay, you could make an argument that's holding serve. I think overall the defense will be better than it was last
year. Simply because they're healthy.
Yeah. And now it depends, are they going to be healthy over 17 games or largely healthy? We have no idea. But going into the season, I do have the confidence that they're going to be a better defense. The bigger question is, and I didn't bring this up in the Power Search because we've talked about it a lot, what is the transition offensively from Ben Johnson to John Morton? I am a firm believer this is Dan Campbell's offense. But if John Morton is the one that is calling it on Sundays, how does he communicate what he wants to Jared Goff? I think there is going to be some growing pains there. And it's also going to be, while he was with Sean Payton, who is obviously, you know, where Dan Campbell got his offensive philosophy from, at least in terms of coaching, it's going to take some time for him. And it may risk one or two games at the beginning of the season. And then it's film review. Dan Campbell says, here's what I would have preferred in these situations. And now John Morton, I don't want to make sure that we don't confuse the wide receiver. But maybe it's until 3 or 4, you know, weeks that he understands exactly what Dan Campbell wants in certain situations.
I don't even think that's crazy to suggest, because last year with Ben Johnson, there was a slow start. Remember, Campbell said it takes a few weeks to get ramped up anyway. Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few weeks. Look, at the end of the day, you got to be peaking at the right time. You need McNeil healthy at the end of the season. You need these rookies that do play to be settled in and not playing like rookies anymore. You need Tyrion Arnold through the first 30 games of his career to start to look like a bona fide starting cornerback. We don't know the answers to these questions, though.
So, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that, well, we get the schedule in 9 days. You know, do you catch a break early in the year and get a couple of your easier games, and you can make your mistakes in the easier games? You know, some of it's just a crapshoot sometimes. If your whole surge in general, I would On a slow day, I would make an argument. Maybe I would throw the Rams in over the Ravens simply because of the quarterback. I believe Matthew Stafford will perform better in the playoffs than Lamar Jackson. And they gave the Eagles their best run for their money last year in the playoffs. But I wouldn't die on that argument. You know, it's just to have an argument almost. To have an argument.
No, I think I might even join you on that hill as you make that case. Like, their defense is younger, ferocious, very Raven-esque of the past, talking about the Rams.
But when you're talking about the Bengals, that's it. A rookie defensive end, if you don't have Hendrickson, you're relying on it. The Rams were the anomaly last year with how their defensive linemen came in as rookies and contributed.
Verse was a problem. Yep.
Yeah, so... if you were looking for a sneaky team, maybe, and it's not super sneaky, I think maybe the Broncos, because they... really exceeded expectations last year. They've got a really good head coach. They're in a tough division, but Bo Nix doesn't really have a book on them yet. It's like, I would say them over Herbert, because I just feel like Justin Herbert's getting into Lamar Jackson territory, where what's going on in the playoffs versus Bo Nix has a clean record. So I know they played the one game, but they're at Buffalo. It was just you dab your toe in the water a little bit in the playoffs. And the AFC, by the way, AFC West, by the way, plays the AFC South this year. So they're probably going to rack up wins. I think somebody out of there, and I would actually go with Denver out of all those teams, because the Chiefs are obvious. I mean,
the other team that didn't come up, and it may just be their last stand, the Niners. They drafted a bookend for their pass rusher in Nick Bosa. They got Mikel Williams out of Georgia, who we had discussed, if he was there for the Lions, would have been great. He went much earlier. Do they have one more run in that group still? Well, again, I'm not putting them ahead of the teams we've discussed, but as a sleeper, a team that's preseason win totals 10.5, a team that's favored to win that division and have a home playoff game, yeah, I probably shouldn't sleep on him.
Yeah, and I mean, Brandon Ayuk, still there.
Yeah. McCaffrey, again, so much of this is this older roster. Can they get healthy and can they get right?
Well, and I expect, no Deebo Samuels, but you're going to have a year of a healthy Ricky Pearsall, who really came on last year after being shot.
First round pick, too, yeah.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I think there is some... The offensive line, even though it's aging, is still a pretty good offensive line. What are they doing with Brock Purdy?
Yeah. Well, that's a longer-term thing. For this season, though, because he hasn't been extended yet, they still can't give him all the Avengers, as they say, these weapons and toys in the Shanahan offense. I wouldn't pick it to win the Super Bowl. We've seen Shanahan in the playoffs. But as a team that could be a dark horse, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Lions at 4, no issues with that. 248-539-9797. Ticket textures answering the question, what's holding them back? John, we get one of these at least every show we bring this up. What's holding them back? It's the quarterback. Goff is not the answer.
They had, over the last 2 years, a top three offense. Now, I brought up the discussion about coordinator. Obviously, a different play caller this year than the last couple of years, but they still have all those weapons. They may be better protected this year if Graham's not in there at guard, and you have Tate Ratledge in there. I think they're going to be better protected. Offensive line may actually be better than it was. I know they lost Zeitler, but Mahogany, through a couple of games, looked like he was the real deal.
We're coming off the heels of an awful playoff game from Jared Goff, which is why we get these ticket texts. Another one says, dude, we're probably going to be a wild card team. Goff will lose again. Spectacular. We're not a Super Bowl team. Casuals will lose their mind again next season. Look, the year before, Jared Goff quarterbacked them brilliantly on third, fourth down, red zone, multiple home playoff wins, and had the offense humming in that game against San Francisco on the road. I think this year becomes the pivotal. Okay, you got one good postseason, you got one bad postseason. All right, rubber meets the road. We'll see.
Yeah, and I mean, let's not forget that outside of that bad day that he had against Washington, Jared Goff was a finalist for NFL MVP. None of us believed he was actually going to win it, but he had a hell of a season. And the last thing that we remember is obviously the loss to Washington. But I think that overshadows all the good things that he did the year prior. Also, all the good things that he did to orchestrate that offense, knowing they were going to have to score a lot of points because the defense was banged up.
All right, guys, 7 o'clock hour, 2 Grand Slam, and a question about Tigers and credit and who gets the most. It's 97-1.